I'm Rick Henson with this check of area news on KJAN.com for Saturday, May 25th. The Stuart Police Department reports a man and woman were arrested Friday morning in Los Angeles, California in connection to the Monday afternoon robbery of the First State Bank in Stuart. 28-year-old Wayne Eugene Palmer Jr. and 19-year-old Hannah Elizabeth Reisinger, both of whom are from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, were taken into custody by the LAPD-FBI Los Angeles Fugitive Task Force. The pair were arrested after Stuart police officers worked overnight in locating the suspects using information that was obtained during their investigation. This past Tuesday, officers from the Stuart PD and Guthrie County Sheriff's Office searched a room at the Super 8 Motel in Adair and were able to locate evidence from the bank robbery. The evidence obtained from Super 8 linked the two suspects to the crime. Stuart officers then began tracking the suspects and were able to locate them Friday in the Los Angeles area. And a call was made to the FTF when the task force responded to the hotel. Officers observed a man and woman walking towards a car that matched the description given to them by the Stuart officers. LAPD Detective Anthony Verrett said, "We saw a car that matched the description, and when the suspects walked up to the car, we immediately took them into custody. Charges against the suspects are currently pending. Both suspects will be extradited to Iowa." Stuart Police Chief David Reha said, "We put a lot of energy and late nights into this investigation. We wanted to make sure that we caught the individuals involved as quickly as possible and allow the citizens of Stuart to feel safe that the individuals involved would not be striking again." The incident at the bank occurred at around 3:45 p.m. Monday. A subject believed to be a female who was wearing a bright green dress walked into the bank and handed the teller a note demanding money. The suspect was then seen leaving the bank on foot to the north. A witness later reported to police the suspect climbed into the trunk of a car which was parked in a nearby alley. If anyone has any further information related to this case, contact the Stuart Police Department at 515-523-1896. Authorities have identified a man killed by a train in western Iowa as a Kansas man. Harrison County Sheriff Patrick Sears said Friday that 59-year-old Alan C. Nelson of Lawrence, Kansas, died Monday after being struck by a Union Pacific train just east of the Missouri River. Sears said the death has been ruled a suicide. The 110-car train was carrying freight from California to Chicago. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in locating a 4-year-old boy taken from the Iowa Department of Human Services foster care. Nicholas Patterson was taken by his 40-year-old biological mother, Dana Smith, at around 12:05 p.m. on Friday. The woman took her son after a court order was issued to place the child in protective custody. Police say they don't believe Nicholas is in any danger. They say Smith is likely attempting to conceal both her and the child's whereabouts to the public and law enforcement. Nicholas Patterson, a white male, has long blonde hair and blue eyes. Dana Smith is a white female, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 120 pounds. She has brown hair and green eyes. Anyone who knows where they are located is urged to call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are asking for your help in finding a stolen trailer. Authorities say a 2006 aluminum Transcraft Eagle flatbed trailer carrying 34 large round hay bales was stolen from a Villisca residence. The trailer was last seen at around 7 p.m. Friday, parked on North U Avenue in Villisca. The trailer and its contents were valued at $35,000. If you have information about the crime or the location of the trailer, call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. A man from Pottawatomie County suffered what were described as non-life-threatening injuries during an ATV accident that took place at around 12:20 p.m. on Thursday. Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News Friday that the victim of the accident was identified as 46-year-old Bruce Campbell from rural Neola.
Apparently in a farm field northeast of Teakwood and 240 Street, Kawasaki ATV was traveling up an incline on the farm field as a driver was northbound in the field. The ATV became airborne when the ATV met a terrace in the field, ejecting the rider from the ATV.
And the accident was witnessed and reported to authorities. Campbell reportedly complained of pain, but the extent of his injuries were not known. He was flown by LifeNet to the Creighton Medical Center for treatment. Three Audubon County teens were injured Thursday during a rollover accident about 4 miles west of Exira. The Sheriff's Department on Friday reported the driver of the vehicle, 18-year-old Brandon Thomas Harder of Exira, and his passengers, 16-year-old Forrest DeBruin of Exira and 17-year-old Sadie Rose Ryan of Audubon, were all transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Elkhorn Rescue following the crash that occurred around 4 p.m. Thursday. Officials say a 2002 Buick owned by Bradley Weber of Audubon and driven by Harder was traveling north on 280th Street and approaching a slight curve to the west when the vehicle went out of control on the gravel road. The car veered toward the west ditch before sliding back and forth across the road and sliding partially sideways into the west ditch. The front driver's side door dug into the ditch, causing the vehicle to roll before it came to rest on the driver's side door, propped up against a small tree. Damage from the crash amounted to $6,500. Harder was charged with failure to maintain control. And a jury in Audubon County has rendered a guilty verdict against a South Central Iowa man facing felony charges of vehicular homicide by OWI and serious injury by vehicle. According to online court records, 57-year-old Kendall Lee Ware of Lineville was found guilty Thursday on both counts. A pre-sentence investigation has been ordered with sentencing set for July the 18th. Authorities say Ware had a blood alcohol content of more than 2.5 times the legal limit when an SUV and a pickup crashed at around 11:25 p.m. on October 11, 2011, near Brayton. The crash claimed the life of 17-year-old Christopher Crawley and caused serious injuries to his passenger, 22-year-old Jason Rattenborg, both of whom were from Audubon. Ware and a passenger in his truck were also injured. While an investigation into the crash was being conducted, Ware fled the area. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and he was taken into custody by the U.S. Marshals last October in North Dakota before being extradited to Audubon County. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.